Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
So a solid start to life at Everton for Sam Allardyce. 2-0 winners over Huddersfield Town, watched by Alan Irwin. Morning to you, Al.
Good morning, Steve.
Solid? Is that fair enough to say?
Well, you'd struggle to witness a more drab first 45 minutes of football this season, but I might have said that to you once or twice this time around.
A recurrent theme.
But, I suppose solid could be an apt description. I think irrespective, Steve, of who was in charge of Everton against West Ham and Huddersfield, they would have won those games anyway. The opposition on Wednesday against West Ham were absolutely abysmal, terribly poor. I didn't see them yesterday, West Ham at Manchester City, but by all accounts they were a lot better. But they were rolled over by Everton, and I think there was an expectation then that whatever happened, and obviously we knew then that Big Sam was going to be in charge at the weekend, that they would do the business against the Huddersfield side, who themselves, you know, have not scored away from home since the opening weekend of the season. So I think there would have been a real, real inquest had Everton not won the game. But at half time, I think the influence of a manager probably showed in the second half, and very early in the second half with that breakthrough that made such a difference. So I think it was very much what we expected, really, and I think probably what the fans expected too.
He's come at a good time, hasn't he, with the two games? Because if you look at those two, West Ham, Huddersfield, they're going to be in a scrap to survive, aren't they, at the end of the season? So if you're going to arrive at any point, you may as well do it when you're playing those sides.
I think, Steve, managers do get lucky sometimes in these sort of situations. I think, on the other hand, David Moyes might have got slightly unlucky in his timing at West Ham, because they're playing Manchester City yesterday, and I think they've got Chelsea and Arsenal next, which is not going to yield a great return for them, is it, in terms of points, whereas others come in when the situation is very dire and there's been a turnaround in fixtures. And Ronald Koeman may probably still look back and say, look, you know, six of our opening games, five of them were against the top six of last season, you know, and these sort of things do play a part, because if you look back at results that correspond to those fixtures last season, you'd probably say, well, we're not going to get anything from those sort of games. Whereas your West Hams, your Huddersfields at home, etc., are going to yield points returns for you. And let's not forget, Steve, that Everton's home form is fantastic. They've won 14 of their last 18 home Premier League games going back to last season. Now, that's not a bad return at all. And in fact, as it stands now, they're only 2 points worse off after 15 games than they were this time last season. Football's mad, isn't it? It really is mad, because everything, absolutely everything, Steve, is about the here and now, isn't it? You're always three games away from a crisis in football if you're a manager. Three bad results and that's it. You know, the inquest starts, and I suppose there'll be one on Rafa Benitez beginning now, given that they've lost five of the last six games. But again, they've played some pretty decent sides, and that's the way the Premier League is. And I suppose if you take the job, and these same old managers keep taking them because, you know, they're addicted to it, they know that it pays well, and they love it.
Well, you know, what's Everton's ambitions now? They're 10th in the Premier League table. It looks pretty rosy all of a sudden, doesn't it? I mean, they've got 18 points, so they're only, what, the 7 points off Burnley in 7th place. Yeah. It's feasible. It's fair enough to suggest they could catch a Burnley.
Without the shadow of a doubt, because the likes of Burnley and possibly Leicester around them, etc., are teams that Everton are very much capable of beating themselves, even though they haven't this season. But with the turnaround, I think Everton's expectations have probably changed, and they will be looking upwards rather than over their shoulders towards a relegation dogfight, because I have to look at that Premier League table and think there are a lot worse teams in the Premier League than Everton, even how they've fared over the course of the first 15 games of the season. So Everton's ambitions initially would obviously have been, you know, the instructions to Sam Allardyce to ensure that we climb away from this area of the table and push towards picking up a trophy in terms of an FA Cup run, not at the expense of, you know, Premier League position, I'm sure, because that'll be Sam Allardyce's priority. But there's nothing to suggest that they couldn't finish very much in the top half, and if things went their way in terms of who wins the the League Cup, you know, seventh place might get you in Europe again.
And then people might look back at all the hysteria and think, what on earth were we on about?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing that already, aren't they? You know, I've seen people posting on social media, you know, did we really need to change our manager? Did we need Big Sam and Little Sam? You know, let's not forget he's there as well. And he's a man who'll be committed to the cause without a shadow of doubt. I don't think Everton should worry about Sammy Lee one iota, because if ever there's a true professional out there and a coach that works exceptionally hard, that's him.
He is a top pro. I saw some quotes, I don't know whether you've seen these, attributed to him at the weekend, basically saying that, you know, he'd had a fallout with Liverpool, which I think are completely manufactured. I know Sammy.
He left in great circumstances. But
he didn't, but he's still got an affection, a relationship with the football club. Of course he has. But that doesn't mean he can't work at Everton as well and do his job to the highest professional level. How was he greeted at the weekend, Al?
Fairly well, actually. I think there is, you know, a core of Evertonians who will forever remain in the position that they don't want to see anybody who's ever worn a Liverpool jersey or stepped foot into Anfield, you know, play any sort of part in their club. But the vast majority, you know, have accepted the situation, I believe. And it looked that way as well. He was barking instructions from the touchline. He was greeted well by Bill Kenwright, who actually made a point of walking onto the pitch beforehand when Sammy Lee was doing the pre-match warm-up routine to actually go and give him a hug and, you know, welcome to the club, etc. And, you know, this is what we're all about. And there was no animosity there from what I could see from those fans in the stands around Goodison towards Sammy. It'll just be an interesting picture on Sunday when we see him in the blue tracksuit at Anfield. But let's not forget, he's worked against Liverpool before at the likes of Bolton and Southampton. You know,
he's beaten Liverpool, hasn't he, and celebrated it.
Yeah, of course, you know, and punching the air and running up and down the touchline when, you know, Southampton have delivered the goods. I think if he could have come with Ronald Koeman at the time, he would have. I think that there was a bit of a stumbling block there. I think Ronald Koeman probably wanted to bring Sammy Lee along, but that didn't happen. But he's here now, and he will do what he has to do in a professional capacity. You know what I can attribute it this similar to, Steve, is the likes of yourself and me in a commentary position. People always push you as to what football club you support.
Yeah.
But if you're commentating on a game, once that kicks off at 3 o'clock, any sort of partisan fervour that you might have or passion for a club, which I have to say drops substantially once you have a job in the media, all you want to do when that game kicks off is to deliver a professional commentary without any slip-ups, without any mistakes, and to be as balanced as you possibly can.
Hear, hear, Al. Although I don't think I ever delivered one without any mistakes. So,
right,
Al, go on that. Just the funny thing on Sammy Lee, our mate Robbie just sent me a text then. He said, you know that Sammy was meant to be doing the pre-match hospitality at the Shankly Hotel at the weekend, which
it's
I think is quite amusing, isn't it?
It's been cancelled, hasn't it? He was also booked at Anfield the night before, wasn't he, on Saturday night for a Legends night, a Q&A, a big night at Anfield, which had to be cancelled, obviously.
Good on you, Sammy. Good luck. Right, a lot of the papers are concentrating on this idea of Big Sam bringing in a psychologist. There's no doubt there's been some issues with mentality for the past couple of months, especially with the players.
Yeah.
And the fans might need a psychologist as well at the moment. But Big Sam seems to think this is the way forward. His next signing, a sports psychologist who can address the fears and insecurities amongst his playing squad.
My word, as long as it doesn't end up with the same results as Glenn Hoddle managed before France 98.
Is that the way forward? Liverpool have had one, haven't they, in the past?
I think a lot of clubs actually have them. Whether you utilise them, I'm not so sure. I think they do sometimes leave it down to the individual players in these sort of circumstances. But I think this is something that Sam Allardyce has been very much to the fore in terms of a team around him and, you know, the fitness areas of coaching and the analysis. He's probably been one of the first to introduce a number of these aspects into clubs that he's managed, and it's no surprise to me that he's going down this route. And who knows, as you say, it does appear that Everton might need some sort of mental approach looking at, really, because you know, it's been essentially the same sort of lads that have been unable to deliver for Ronald Koeman, who are now and hopefully going to go on and continue to deliver the goods over the course of the rest of this season. So I think it's interesting to look at, but it's no surprise in this day and age that we go down that route, Steve.
Right, a couple of tweets coming in. Jordan says, I think if we rest players on Thursday, we risk going into the derby on the back foot. We need to keep momentum going and keep the team strong.
They will rest players, Steve.
Yeah?
Without a shadow of a doubt. This is a dead rubber in more ways than one, because Apollon Limassol can't actually qualify for the knockout stages of this game. So it really is like going over and playing a pre-season friendly this. It's a game that Everton could do without. I think Sam Allardyce would want to have all this week solely on the training pitch with his troops. And you probably see a difference in terms of the defensive approach that they might be able to adopt over the course of the next few weeks if he had a full week with them.
Do you fear a derby mauling or not?
Seen them before, Steve, very recently, haven't we? No, I don't, because I think that Sam Allardyce could get his teeth into them in terms of that defensive setup. It is a game they could well do without it. He can send the kids because under UEFA rules, you know, if they've been with the club for 3 years from, you know, a certain age, they're allowed to go on the B squad list. So I think you'll see a complete, you know, reserve setup really as far as Everton are concerned on Thursday. And I think he'll want to work with the rest of his lads in preparation for Sunday. I can't see Everton winning the game at Anfield, if you can ask me that, Steve, by any stretch of the imagination. They've not won away since January, have they? So, in that regard, it's going to be very,
could
very
be a
difficult.
Step too far. Craig says, as for Sammy Lee, hated him for so long, but yesterday he showed us why he's for us. He's great. Can't wait for him to be in Klopp's face next week.
He'll have to grow to do that.
James says, just watch the compilation of every Suarez goal he scored for Liverpool. What I give to have Suarez in this current team. I love Firmino.
He wouldn't get his place.
He wouldn't get in this team. I love Firmino, but Suarez was an animal, a monster of a footballer. I had this discussion before, actually, with David Anderson from The Mirror. We were talking about the comparison with 2013-14 and this season. Is this a better attacking team?
It looks it, Steve. Yeah? Incredibly. Because there are more people capable of delivering. You go back to that 13 side and, you know, it was Suarez and who else was banging the goals in for him?
Sturridge.
Sturridge and Suarez, essentially.
Sterling missing a lot.
Liverpool are getting, Liverpool are getting goals from all over the park now, aren't they? Those front three, and when you've still got Sadio Mane sitting on the bench, that tells you something, doesn't it? You know, they can score goals at will without one or two of their top players on the pitch.
Oh, can't wait for Sunday. Right, thank you very much, pal.
Cheers,
speak
Steve.
Soon. Take care.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.